Consideration for the Colored Race. November 11, 1902. Typed. The religion of the Bible recognizes no caste or color. It ignores rank, wealth, worldly honor. God estimates men as men. With Him, character decides their worth. And we are to recognize the Spirit of Christ in whomever it is revealed, be he a white man or a black man. No one need be ashamed to speak with an honest black man in any place, or to shake him by the hand, even though it is black. He who is living in the atmosphere in which Christ lives will be taught of God and will learn to put His estimate on men. Our colored ministers are to be treated with consideration. This has not always been done. These men are to be placed where they can obtain a knowledge of the truth and where they can learn how to teach the truth to others. And when they are engaged in work, they should receive their hire. Remember that they must have bread. The Lord desires His people in the North to change their attitude toward the colored brethren and sisters. They are not to be so ready to find fault with them. They cannot expect them to be in all respects like those who have enjoyed greater advantages. We should remember the disadvantages under which the colored race have always lived. Far different from the surroundings of the white race have been their surroundings. The northern people have lived in a clearer, purer, moral atmosphere than have the colored people of the south. They cannot expect that the colored people will in all things be as firm as they are in their ideas of morality. Were Christ on earth today, He would teach the colored race in a way that would surprise us. He calls upon those who have had so many advantages to remember that they err in many things, and that they feel hurt if their errors are noticed, and there is held up before them a comely pattern of what they should be. Some things of an objectionable nature will take place among the colored people. Remember that the Lord desires you to act with the wisdom of Christ. Remember that kindness will accomplish more than censure. Let the colored brethren and sisters see that you want them to reach the highest standard, and that you are willing to help them. And if in some things they fail, do not be quick to condemn them. Do not, for some misdoing, separate them from the work. In many cases, those who judge their colored brethren have cherished evils that they would in no case tolerate in others. Let no one give his brethren occasion to hate him. Exact and impartial justice is to be shown to the colored race. Christ demands from His servants tender compassion for the suffering, sympathy for the unfortunate, and a generous consideration for misdemeanors.